Yeah, baby, I can make you feel real good if you let me. Keith Sweat, 105.5 JYY.
I want to make you sweat fame.
92.1 NHQ.
I'm going to make you sweat. Very intelligent man.
Chicks love that kind of talk, man.
Yeah, Keith Sweat. Such a masculine man. 4 before 9 now. 8:56. Sorry.
Hey, guess what was invented today?
I was just getting on a roll, too.
Dom Perignon.
Don who?
The champagne.
Oh, Dom Perignon. What is it about champagne? I don't like it.
It was a...
Do you like champagne?
Nobody does. On this day...
No, I think there are people who like the taste of champagne.
Really?
I think there are.
I don't like it at all.
I don't either.
It was invented in 1693.
Really?
I still can't afford a bottle.
Did you stumble across it by accident? Or?
Like, I don't know. That's right.
You know? I don't know. Hey, what is this stuff? I don't know. It tastes like toilet water. Well, let's just save it for celebrations then. Okay. Something very special. Very good. All right, yeah.
All right.
And we'll make some really old stuff, too.
That's right. $200 a bottle.
Bottle it and everything. I don't know. You know, that's the thing. Whenever you're at weddings and all, people expect, like, you know, you have to drink some champagne. You're like, you take, like, a little sip. Okay, that's enough.
Okay, thanks.
You ever look at the end of a wedding? All the glasses are, like, still full.
I know.
Nobody drinks it. You just sip it. If they really want people to drink and, like, be happy about it, they ought to put, like, Sprite or something out there. Everybody would like that, you know?
You're right.
Yeah.
Good point.
Put me in charge of these public celebrations.
Festive events.
That's right. Nobody will go.
You're a party.
I'm Mr. Party. Me and Chad.
That's right. Hey, Roger Clemens turns 36. Years old.
36? Yeah, still a favorite with those New England fans.
He is still
the Rocket.
For the Red Sox.
I'm telling you. Thank you.
You love him.
Yeah. Roger Clemens. I think he's amazing personally, but you know.
Actually, I know who this guy is. Race car driver Jeff Gordon turns 27.
He's a punk.
Boo!
Oh, is that a boo? I'm sorry, wait a minute. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't realize we boo him, too. Do we boo Jeff Gordon also?
Yes, we do. Nobody likes Jeff Gordon.
Isn't it in vogue to hate Jeff Gordon now?
Yeah, I guess.
It used to be in vogue to hate Dale Earnhardt, wasn't it?
That's right.
He used to be the popular whipping boy. Now it's Jeff Gordon.
Jeff Gordon.
Yeah.
And last but not least,
yeah.
The Queen, Elizabeth,
the Queen Mom
of England.
The Queen Mom.
She is old.
She is 98 years old.
Yes, she is. Happy birthday.
And she's still around. She is the oldest living
Chrissy girl.
Monarch. That's what I'm saying. In British history, she's outlasted Queen Victoria. She outlasted everybody. 98 years
she's
old.
She's outlasted half the people in the world.
She has. And it's amazing she's lasted this long considering her son-in-law or grandson. Who is her grandson? Prince Charles, the guy with the big ears?
No kidding.
She's still regal. She still goes out from time to time, and she greets the masses in Britain. Hello, I'm 98 today. You know?
So, happy birthday to her.
Happy birthday, Queen Elizabeth.
Absolutely.
Or Queen Elizabeth's mom, I should say. The Queen Mom. See, they say mom over there. They don't say mom.
That's right.
Over here, she'd be the Queen Mom.
Ask the Spice Girls. They'll tell you.
Yeah. Actually, if she was Clinton's mom, she'd be the Queen Mama. Right, happy birthday to the Queen Mama. But over there, they have respect and dignity. So she's the Queen Mom.
That's right.
I love Queen Elizabeth's mom. I love her. I wish she was my mom. No, but that means Prince Charles would be my brother.
Yeah.
That would be awful.
Sick.
Come to the big 3 past 9 at JYY and HQ.